This platform is 1 month away from celebrating 5 years on Beyoncé's internet. Has it been easy? No. Has it been times that I doubted my own ability? To a crushing degree. And yet, I'm still here. So with that, let me reintroduce myself.
Welcome to the Writer's Block. This space is for aspiring writers, indie and published authors who desire tips, tricks, and tools to foster confidence in your ability to write. This space is also for voice actors, editors, and literary agents. All those people whom are writing adjacent. Let this space be a haven, a resource, and a reminder you can write all you see and see all you write. Grab your pens. We're about to circle the block.
Hey, you guys. I'm Chelsea Lockhart, an author of Black Girl Fantasies and the founder of the Melanin Library. And this year, I'll be partnering with the Writer's Block podcast to help share with you guys the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by Black authors. This website is a free resource and was created to make finding books by Black authors a simpler experience and to create a space on the internet where Black authors are showcased and celebrated without exception. We highlight books of all genres, whether indie or traditionally published, so if you are a Black author, please submit your books to us so we can help share it. And if you'd like to help keep the Melanin Library in existence, consider joining our Patreon. $3 goes a long way in helping us keep the Melanin Library alive as a free resource for everyone to use. You can head to our website, melaninlibrary.com, to find out more. We appreciate whatever support you can give, and until next time, may all your books be full of melanin.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Jennifer Bush Harris. I am a screenwriter, podcaster, storyteller, published author, essayist, social critic, and soon-to-be poet laureate. When Shonda Rhimes shared her observation of even her own behavior in this curious time and space, especially with media being what it is, she said that men brag and women hide. She said that when she left ABC, and most of us know how she left ABC, she went to Netflix, she took her things and she went. As anyone would have, darling, as anyone would have. And yet, she put her head down and she started working, right? She started working. She said that she let her salary be misreported. She really didn't do a whole lot of interviews. She just put her head down. Now, if anyone who has read The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes, this is akin to what she had done before. Put your head down and do the work. And what I noticed, just at the same time as she was noticing and putting things together, that men brag and women hide. So often, women are told to shrink, to not take up a whole lot of space, not take up more air in the room, to not be as visible. And I had noticed I was doing the same thing. As of this particular podcast airing, I will have written 28 books. 28. Most of them are volumes of poetry. I'm now writing essays. I now have the project, if you can call it that, The Necromancy of Black Women, which is hosting talks, expounding and engaging with the work that I wrote down in the Necromancy of Black Women essay. I am seriously considering grad school. I am the chief storyteller for the Traditional Women's Storytelling Project, which birthed on TikTok as of November 3 years ago. And I have not taken the time to really celebrate that because I am my own worst critic. I am more demanding of myself than I will comfortably admit in public because I know there's a goal I'm trying to get to. And yet I was hiding, wasn't I? I too was hiding.
From the minds that brought you the smash hit podcast Your Life the Mixtape and Headliners comes Your Life the Mixtape magazine, a free monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
And I don't say that with any degree of, you know, self-malice. But that's what I was noticing in my own behavior. All these things I was doing, I didn't really share them a whole lot. Not like I needed to. Not with the platforms that I have. Because doing the work was more important, right? And it is the most important thing. You know, again, as Baldwin said, a writer may never have a public, but a writer will always have an audience. And yet, it is of supreme importance, to quote Alicia Keys, that I honor the work that I do, that I don't hide from it, that I share it. I mean, y'all, if I'm going to be honest, this podcast is closing in on 10,000 streams organically, man. Organically, I did that. I have essays that I'm writing. I did that for 30 Days of Jay that I'm currently doing on TikTok. I had a wild hair at work today and I counted up the streams so far. From the 10 videos I posted for this cycle of 30 Days of Jay, because again, I told myself I was going to start putting myself out there more, performing more poetry. I was going to start doing that. There are almost 60,000 streams for the poetry that I have been releasing. There are over 1,000 posts on the three blogging platforms that I run, and I'm looking at turning I Breathe Fire into my Patreon. I am now branching off and putting more structure under the Traditional Women's Storytelling Project. I did that with this God-given talent. I am doing the thing I've dreamt of doing since I was not even eight. Let me not lie that fast. I've been writing since I was eight. Storytelling, the first story I remember telling, I was like 4 or 5 in kindergarten, right? It was actually a horror story, as funny as that is. And I was captivated by how what I said could move people, right? And then in seeing Queen Latifah as Khadijah James, right, on Living Single, I wanted to write and write for a magazine and move to New York, child. I wanted to do all of that. And yet with Your Life, the Mixtape, shouts to my editor-in-chief, Greg Howard Jr. He gave me a chance. I am a feature writer for a magazine. And I don't tell enough people that. And am doing a zine inside of that magazine for the April edition. Make sure that you are following Your Life, the Mixtape magazine. that there are people who buy my work, engage with my work, follow platforms, and sometimes I get so bogged down in my own head that I don't take time to celebrate what I've done. When there's a mediocre white man somewhere right now, or a mediocre man, period, right? That is not doing half of what I'm doing and will call himself a writing coach and everything else. What I'm learning is to take the stutter out of my own career. I am learning to swag. I am learning to put myself in rooms. I am learning to, for lack of a better word, be big. I'm learning to be big. I'm learning not to hide. I'm learning to own what my writing resume says. I'm learning to own that. One of my big sisters, shouts to the lovely and talented Dina Fry, who tells me consistently to keep going, to push and swag. Basically, brag on what you do because you're doing it. And I am learning to get out of my own head and own my name. Now, what do I mean? I mean that anything I put my name on that has a copyright to, I stunt on that. I stand on that. I did that. Yeah, it was me. I have 28 credits to my name. I am in a screenwriting class to adopt my own novel, Ruby, into a film. I have my first anthology of poetry coming out next month. I had enough work through 30 Days of Jay over the last 4 to 5 years to compile into an anthology. I am amassing an audience on social media. And again, I am a woman of faith, so I try really hard not to lean into the very prideful, bravado-driven space that says, you know, I. Yet I'm also remembering that there is hubris and there is pride. Hubris means that I've, you know, that is a pride that says I did this all by myself and no one helped me. I'm never going to say that. Along this writing journey that has now amassed 10 years as of this year, there have been people who have helped me, who have spoken life into me, who told me to get up and not to relinquish my pen. There are also people who said that I shouldn't even pick it up. I've been told that, you know, again, Black people don't read. You know, what do you have to really say? I've had it from both ends. And for the want to prove people wrong, if I'm honest, I just put my head down and I worked. I wanted the work to speak for me. I wanted what I was doing to speak for me. I wanted the people who needed to find me to find me. And yet at the same time, I was hiding. You know, I really wasn't as visible as I know I needed to be to make this career what I want. And again, as my big sister, the lovely and talented and Emmy Award-winning producer, Dina Fry, she told me that I was hovering. She told me that I'm too big to hover, that I have too much in me to hover. That to go to the next level, I'm going to have to decide what I want and how badly I want it. And when she told me that, she basically was telling me, I see you hiding. I see you comfortable here, but you have more in you than to be comfortable. I've had people tell me when they've heard me expound on points or weigh in on social issues that I'm brilliant. And sometimes I used to just kind of shrug it off like, oh, you know, thank you. But not really taking that in. I'm taking it in now. I am on a mission to continue to build that writer self in me that will not hide. Yes, it's important to have a body of work that will speak for you. Yes. Again, this platform exists because I was tired of Black writers giving up, of having nothing for them. So this platform is FUBU, for us, by us. And yet, I would be disingenuous on this journey to not say that I, on certain ends, have hidden. That I just wanted to, you know, put my head down and work because that was the most important thing. And yes, it is. And also the most important thing is to honor what I'm doing too. To honor what I'm doing too. To bring that 13-year-old girl who wanted so bad to go to NYU and write and create and do that. I have to honor her too. So yeah, in looking at this corpus of work now that I have done, that I did through my own God-given talent, I can wrap my hands around, that I can be found on Google, that I am now in process of putting my books in libraries. I am a third generation reader and second generation college graduate, and I had barely literate grandparents. And their granddaughter is college educated and a writer. And that's... I was told by my paternal aunt, my father's sister, that my paternal grandmother, Molly, only went to maybe sixth or eighth grade. My maternal grandmother, Arcille, my mother's mother, went to about eighth grade. And my grandfather's, I don't think, went past fifth grade. And yet, here I am. College educated. Amassing writing credits, writing books, learning how to write screenplays, and pushing toward this dream of making writing what I chiefly wake up and do. And I have people who love me enough to tell me that I'm hovering, to tell me that there's more in me, because sometimes, beloveds, you need people to see how big you can get and not be afraid of that and challenge you to the next realm of it. I can't hide anymore. There are things that are going to change on this platform that are going to increase its visibility. Because it's time. It's time. And the time is needed because Black writers are needed. With everything trying to come against us, to erase us, our history, our people, we are needed like never before. And if I can be of any help, any oasis, any influence for you to keep going, I'm here for that. So if I gotta keep going and not hide, so do you. But like I said, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am JB Harris. I have an autograph. And I am a writer. And I'm not giving up my pen or my light for nobody. All works can be found on Amazon and Kindle. But the hiding is over. I own every word. I own every title. I own every hyphen because I earned it. I fought for this spot for 10 years in this game. 10 years. And now working on getting an agent. I earned this spot. I'm not giving it up. I'm not hiding and I'm not cowering. I'm not giving up my pen. Not now and never again.
The time has come to leave you to your thoughts and words. The hope is that what was shared in this space was encouraging, empowering, and a catalyst to write. Special thanks to Valor Music, LLC for all audio production and mixing. All business inquiries and advertising inquiries can be sent to circlethewritersblock@gmail.com. If you feel so inclined to support the work of this podcast to continue to fight erasure of Black and minority writers, consider supporting through Cash App at $JBHWRITES, that's JBH Writes, or PayPal at SGLLC.1038@yahoo.com. We will see you next time when we circle the block.